to another Commute Edition with Clint and Greg. So Clint wanted to talk about BattleTech. So yep. we're going to stay just with BattleTech on this. It may not be very long.
Much as
but
we can. Yeah.
We will try to stick with that one subject there. So go ahead, Clint.
So, okay. I mean, I had a direction on the previous podcast, and now I'm kind of, we've obviously interrupted. So
stopped your train of thought.
Yeah, I really did stop that train of thought. I mean, because we were talking, it was the Kickstarter for BattleTech.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
That's what we were going to talk about.
So I'll start with that. We still don't have the pledge backer running just yet. But I'm going to try to see if I can get the video to post. They sent, because the video comes to the people who were backers. They did this really cool little video on how they design the maps for BattleTech. How, what the process they go through. So it's a short video. You know, it's not that short, but not that long either. But it's really neat on designing the maps and stuff. So if I can get that to post on the page, you know, everyone can kind of check that out as well and just see what's behind that process. Because, you know, you've looked at the maps. You see the detail of the maps. And, you know, for
being be cool. I'd watch
two-dimensional maps, you know, I got most of the miniatures painted or almost done painting. I've been kind of using my BattleTech figures as test subjects for some of my other paint schemes and actually finding out, especially on that commando. I'll have to show you the commando. I was trying a different green. I was using the orc, the new GW's new contrast paint for the orc skin.
Oh, yeah, I haven't used any of those yet, so I don't know how well they work.
I find they work great in BattleTech, so I'll throw that on there if you're painting your mechs. GW's contrast paints are nice because they obviously already automatically shade. So when you're doing a battle mech, there isn't a lot of detailed colors on the battle mech anyway. They're pretty much a standard color. You don't do a lot of washes. You don't do a lot of dry brushing
or
shading.
It's not in-depth paint.
You don't need to go, you know, the scale is different. But I have found, at least for about three of the mechs now, using the contrast paints, with BattleTech at least, it really blends nicely. Now, that orc color is a very deep green. And I'm going to actually grab one of those M1 Abrams that I haven't painted yet for Team Yankee. And I'm going to paint it with that orc color contrast because once it dried, and you'll probably see what I mean.
It gave me
a really in-depth green. I was initially trying the green color out because I want to see how it did for the orc skin. And you'll dry brush over the orc skin to give it flesh tone and everything. But I was trying it out to see if I wanted to paint those Aeronautica Imperialis fighters in that green. But once I put it on the commando, it gave me this deep green with some dark highlights and shades, so much so that if you really look at what a battle mech would be, there was no way you would have it as a military green color because, first of all, it's set in the future and they're just not going to use that. I'm not doing a camo pattern. There's no browns or blacks on it to give you the woodland because there's no need to. It's a deep green with a dark tone, and all I got to do now is just go and basically do a steely paint on the weapons, and the missile pods I'm going to paint black on them because they're all built into that mech. They're not separate pods that sit on like the shoulder. It's got one mounted in the chest and then the two mounted in the arms on that mech. And then I'll go and do my little stripe colored markings for the unit because all my mechs are going to have a different unit painting on them because none of them coincide with the same unit. So I'm just kind of doing them up separately. And if I want to build a unit, I now have some sort of symbol, some sort of indicator for the unit without a unit. I'm just kind of really pleased with the green that it left with just minor details. So the nice thing with those contrast paints is supposed to be quick paint jobs for Warhammer. So you're not spending hours and hours and hours painting your army. And for some of the paints, I have found it works great. Others, not so much. Like, I'll bet your Ultramarines work really great for doing a quick paint. And the Orc skin is definitely going to work great for doing a quick paint. But like the Space Wolves color, I have found that it just, however they designed to do the Space Wolves' actual main theme color, no matter what you do, it just doesn't seem to work as easily as one would hope. I like the effects that I'm getting, and I like how it's turning out, but it's not just this brush this on and you're good to go type situation. It's just not for them. I'm betting the Blood Angels work real well, and probably the Dark Angels work real well. And I'm sure the Chaos stuff blends beautifully.
Oh, yeah, I bet it would work on that, yeah.
You know, it just kind of depends on what you're doing. The Cadian stuff, there's nothing for them from what I can tell. So you still have to use the regular Cadian paint, although I found you can get close by using the Orc skin and dry brushing the Cadian's highlight color, and it gets you pretty close. It's not exact, but it gets you pretty close.
I'd have to... So there's two trains of thought out there on those contrast paints from what I've seen. People either really like them or they don't. So you're just going to have to try it and see if it's something that's feasible for you. And like you said, you got to remember, it isn't just going to be able to be used on just Game Workshop stuff. I mean, you could use it on other things. We play tanks, Team Yankee. And so there's other things that you could use these paints on, matter of fact.
For BattleTech.
Yeah, for BattleTech.
They are brilliant. Even the white. I bought the white one to do the Locust with. Because I don't want the Locust to be shiny, clean, sheet-type white.
Well, no. In battle, you want it to be...
So because it is a contrast paint and it does darken it, because that's what it's supposed to do, I have found if I primered the Locust gray, painted the Locust white with my white paint, just did a real quick paint white, so you got like a base white coat on it, and then you go over with that white, apothecary white contrast paint, it turns it into kind of a smoky gray, a light smoky gray.
Ooh, that's kind of nice.
And so it looks like battle-worn white color, which I think is what it's supposed to do.
Which is what you'd want, because it's not going to be shiny clean.
So, I'm just kind of blown away how good it is, and the still contrast to still fill in the gaps and give you the details in the miniature. You don't lose any of that. Then you just go back to and paint the weapons, and if you need another component to be this, and then I'm again working on a separate unit insignia for it, for each one, just to differentiate them. Eventually, when all the other miniatures for BattleTech come out from the Kickstarter, I'll start building lances, which are the 4-mech combinations, and paint them all in the same paint scheme. So, because I know there are heavy inner sphere mechs coming and assault type mechs coming, I know what mechs I want for my assault lance, which is my command lance. So I've got my battle master is going to be my commander's mech. Then I'll have my other heavies. They'll all be painted the same color with the same red stripe on the shoulder for the unit insignia. Then eventually, if I can make the decal work, I'll print off a unit symbol. I'll create some sort of unit symbol for them, print it onto the transferable paper, the decal sheets, and to transfer those onto the mech so they've got the unit symbol on them.
Which is what I actually have to do with a lot of my miniatures. I have the decal sheets, but I have yet to attempt to try to transfer a decal over because I guess I'm going to have to try because otherwise, I would prefer to have them on. But it doesn't look hard, but then it's one of those things where I think once, like anything else, once you do it, you're okay. But if you're not careful, it's going to tear.
Well, what I have found, first of all, you get the cosmetic tweezers. The tweezers with the pointy ends, the pokey ends. Yeah. That you can use to defend yourself with. When you cut out the decal piece, because I did this with those Russian tanks for Team Yankee, you get it wet, the decal sheet comes off really easy. So you take those tweezers, you pull your decal sheet off, and you set it close to where you want it. Then you squeeze, once you let go of the sheet and it's on the miniature, it's still wet. Just that area still got water on it. Now, some people use a decal transfer medium. It's okay. It's not bad. It's still, water works too. Why spend the money in a decal transfer medium when you can use water? But then you take those pointy ends and you can slide the transfer where you need it and you can shape it so it's straight or move it to whatever angle. Then just blow on it a little bit to let the water evaporate and it transfers the decal. Now, depending on how you look in the light, you're going to see the edges of the decal paper. There's just kind of no way around that. The one modeling group I belong to, they talk in depth sometimes on how to hide the decal by just doing a quick dry brush of the paint around the edges of the decal that aren't the numbers, for example, on like the German tanks and stuff. And it blends a little bit, but not it's not perfect. If you hold it at just the right angle, you can still see the border for the decal. It's a piece of plastic that you're putting on the tank. You kind of can't avoid it.
Well, you can't avoid it, but I'm betting glancing at it or looking at it, for the most part, you don't see it. I mean, you would if you're looking for it, you know, is what I'm getting out of it. But
we're painting to tabletop quality anyway. I'm not doing any award-winning paint jobs. I don't have the time or the inkling to do award-winning paint jobs.
My thing is I like to make them look as best as I can. Yeah. However, a lot is a time constraint. Like you're saying, I mean, you got the family, you got job, you got all these things that are going on. And when you're doing painting, I don't know about you guys, but I would prefer to do it without too many distractions. One or two, it is not a big deal. But if you're constantly being interrupted and constantly stopping what you're doing, to me, it's an annoyance. Yeah. I'd rather just be able to paint. And sometimes I avoid painting if I know there's going to be too much distraction in the evening or something. Yeah. Just because I want to look good. And you're right. There are people that are artists out there, boy. Yeah. I mean, I have seen some guys do phenomenal work, you know, but they also have the time. They have invested in the proper brushes and so on. They've been doing it for a while, and that's what they do.
Yep.
So,
and if you're one of those people, good on you. I'm glad. Please, don't feel
we're
knocking
you. We're all for you guys
you.
Doing that. It's, no, we're not knocking you at all. It's just you have to have the ability and time to do it. And
it just doesn't work for us at this point.
So and paint them the best you can.
Yep. That's all I'd rather do a nice tabletop quality and have the miniature out and playing. I'm not, you know, the Battletech stuff is so easy to paint. I mean, you could spray it black and call it good if you really wanted to.
I was just going to ask you, how is painting those compared to maybe
because they're
other stuff?
They're detailed, but they're not detailed.
They're not the intricate detail, right?
They are intricately detailed.
No? Okay.
But because they're molded as a one-piece miniature. They're not, you have to separate and glue the arms. You know, the Battletech miniatures, you get your Mac on a stand and that's it. It's done. So everything lines up. The detail work all lines up. The mechs that got the hex armor on their shoulders like the Battlemaster does, it all lines up. So when you're painting it, the paint flows right in there. If you do a wash, the wash flows right into everything. Nice. Everything's uniform. Everything's there. You don't have a lot of the arms being in the way of the body. The most of the poses are gun out, so you can easily paint both sides and the underside of the arms. So there, and especially with the contrast paint, because it does all that for you, when it dries, you have even a lot less work. Like I said, that Commando, I put a coat of the contrast paint on it. I now paint the canopy, put a little bit of coloring over the weapons on it, and that's, you know, and do the base, and that's it. It's done. You know, I spent 15, 20 minutes after it dries painting the mech, and the mech is completed. Then maybe I'll spray it, you know, seal coat it. But that Commando's done. It's painted the way I want to paint it, and you're ready to play. So there is some real big benefits to that contrast paint, especially when doing Battletech. In Warhammer, it's great for certain armies, like your Ultramarines. That's going to on quick, it's going to shadow, and you're done. You can do your detail work, and your miniature is finished.
Now, since I don't know anything about them, other than I know they released them.
Yeah.
And I know what they're capable of, basically, but don't know. So on the Ultramarines, it has the proper color then?
Yeah, it's an Ultramarine blue.
And then it
shades itself automatically.
So it's stopping you from having to wash the thing, right?
Right, is what it's doing. It is. So in your case, you take your Marine, you put on the Ultramarine blue, you let it dry, and then you go through and highlight the eagle and the weapon and everything, and you're pretty much painted.
And in the meantime, that shade is soaked in everywhere.
Yep, it's
so you're not
there.
Having to go back over it with the black shade.
The reason I run into that problem with the Space Wolves is because the Space Wolf color is such a dark blue, and then you dry brush a highlighted sky blue type over it to get the Space Wolves' official proper color.
Yeah.
Now, I understand why it does it. I just never really liked that process for them. It always bothered me. If you take the Space Wolves blue, which is the lighter sky blue part, and you just apply that to, say, a black primer, you don't get the exact same light gray color that the Space Wolves have. So you kind of do have to do the darker Space Wolf color first. So the contrast paint does give you the detail and shading, and you are dry brushing the other color over it. but you have to do such a heavy dry brush of it to get it to blend right that it kind of loses some of your shading. It was almost not worth shading. Okay. Or you could have not shaded it and you've been fine. The color is so dark, and then if you actually accidentally put it over a black primer versus like a gray primer, you lose some of the detail there too, as I found out with the Battlemaster, and I had to do a couple coats. But when it did finally dry after a couple coats, it gave me the effect I wanted, because I used the Space Wolves contrast paint to do the Battlemaster because I wanted a midnight bluish color. I wanted this black bluish color, and that's what that contrast paint gave me. So I never dry brushed the sky blue color over the Battlemaster because there was no need to. I wasn't painting a Space Wolf miniature. I was doing the Battlemaster. So then all I had to do with the Battlemaster was paint the weapons, paint the missile pod, paint the canopy. The canopy, I just painted it all black so that I had all the little bars over canopy, because the Battlemaster has a glass canopy. The whole thing is glass on that one. So I painted it black, and then I went through with a dark purple, and I just touched up in between the mold the lines where the supports for the canopy were, and then I just did all that with a gloss clear coat. So the canopy is all shiny. It's got a purpley hue to it, a blackish purple hue, and it stands out. And then the missile pod, I did the front missile pod just in black. The gun is in the gray. Now, I've done a lot of the weapons in the same effect. So I'll paint it with the pig iron from War Machine, or Iron Kingdoms, or yeah, War Machine, sorry. Which is similar to the lead belcher or the gunmetal for Citadel. And then I'll dry brush the Team Yankees bolt gunmetal, or their dark metallic color they use for the weapons for the soldiers. I'll yep. dry brush that over it, and so it's a metallic but dark. So it's kind of like the weapon's blued, but not quite. It's not as gotcha. Deep. And I really have liked the effect that has created on the guns for the battle mechs. So I do that with all the guns for the battle mechs so that they're not real shiny. It kind of mutes them down a little bit.
Well, it makes more sense for it to not be shiny. Yeah. They're supposed to be in a futuristic war zone, not shiny clean. So
it works beautifully. And then if I want to do more detail, maybe I want to do chipping on the paint on the locust that I'm doing in white with the gray contrast over it. Now, I might go through and add little splashes of chipped paint, or maybe a black laser scorch down the side of it or something. I've That'd got be that cool. option to do it. You can work with that real easy. It's a great way to test your paints, too, because a Battletech miniature, because it is a one-piece plastic mold, if you don't like the paint, you soak it in some green stuff, take a toothbrush to it, scrub it all off, reprimer it, and go again. Problem solved. They're great test miniatures.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because otherwise, on the other stuff from Games Workshop on the Marines, there's a lot of detail on a lot of their figures, but there's sometimes almost so much insane detail. Yeah. You have to be very careful trying to highlight all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so I have found myself, I have to paint things first before I put them together, or I'm not going to get to certain areas easily. Now, so maybe that's just because I'm picky. I'd rather do it so I know it's done.
That's what I'm doing, too.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Thanks for sharing on that one there, Clint.
Yeah.
So the contrast paints work good for
Battletech. It works great for Battletech. And you've got a good range. I mean, there's quite a bit of a color choice. The white is not really white. So if you want the mech to be white, you're going to have to use white. But I've never really seen the point of having a battle mech be shiny white. It's just, you're going into combat with it. The thing is never going to be white. It's going to be dirty. So that contrast does work real well for doing a realistic white color. So...
Yeah.
And we'll do more on gameplay later.
And
with
we
that
need
one,
to do one was, on painting. Just
yeah, we
solely
should do,
just painting.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to talk about. You know a lot of stuff about it. I don't know as much as you do, but then we both have different perspectives
yep,
on things.
Yep, that's
so.
True.
But we will let you guys go on this episode here of the commute. Hopefully you enjoyed it and learned something, and check out those contrast paints, you know.
Because, yeah, indeed.
I think that'd be a good deal. Anything else there, Clint?
Nope, that's all I have.
All right, you guys, stay safe, take care, have fun.